Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sarah Malka Reichman. Today we're learning Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Zayin, where David escapes to land that was under Plishti control, specifically under the control of Achish Melech Gat. We hear in Pasuk Aleph, Ayomer David Elibo Ata, Esafe Yom Echad Biyom Shaul. One day I'm going to perish in the hands of Shaul. The Malbim explains that David felt, how many times is Hashem going to perform a nes for me? Nisim do not happen every day. And he was miraculously saved in Prakim Chaf Dalet and Chaf Vav. And therefore, he has to go and seek out shelter. The pasuk continues, Einli tov ki hi maleti malet el eretz plishtim v'no ashmi mini sha'ol levaksheni od b'chol gvul Yisrael. There's no better plan for me than to go to the land of the plishtim, and that way Shaul will give up on seeking me out anymore. The Malbim explains three reasons that David thought this was a good idea. Firstly, all the while that David was in Am Yisrael's territory, Shaul thought that David was trying to procure more and more people in order to plan a rebellion against Shaul. This way Shaul will not be worried about that anymore. Also, just technically speaking, Shaul will give up looking for him. And the third reason is that even if Shaul does go and seek him out in the land of the Plishtim, the king will protect him. The Radak questions why David ran to Achish. After all, we remember the time that David went to Achish and became so fearful that he started acting like an insane person. So actually that time he was all by himself, the Radak explains, and he realized that they would think that he is a spy. In this case, he came with his army of 600 people, and in fact, Achish does agree to shelter David and let him live in his land. And David comes with his 600 people, their families, and his two wives, Achinoam and Avigail. In Pasuk Daled, we hear, Vayugad l'Shaul kibarach David gat velo yasaf od vaksho. The plan worked. Shaul hears where David escaped to, and he stops running after him. Then David has a request for Achish. He asks him in Pasuk Hey, please give me a place, Bachat Arei HaSadeh, place for all of us to live in one of the field cities, not right here near the palace, which is where they were living until this point. So the Radak explains he did not want to be directly under the eyes of Achish and his army. And Achish agrees, and he gives him Tziklag. And we're told that from now on, Tziklag belongs to Malchei Yehuda. L'chein ata Tziklag l'Malchei Yehuda ad hayom hazeh. And the total time that David was in state plishtim was 4 months and some days. Now we hear that David and his army go and they raid various places, the Geshuri, the Girzi, and the Amaleki. Besides the Amaleki, the Malbim explains that the other two groups of people were from among the Sheva Amamim, which Am Yisrael had been commanded from the time of Yehoshua, Lo techaya kol neshama, they had to be killed. And in fact, Pasuk Tet, V'hikah David et ha'aretz v'lo yichaye ish v'isha. David would go and he would strike them and not leave anyone alive. And then he would take their cattle and all of their other animals and their clothing, and he would go back to Achish. And when Achish would say to David, where were you today? Where did you raid today? David would tell him that he went to the land of Yehuda. But Yomer David, Al Negev Yehuda, Val Negev Hayirach Me'ili, Ve'el Negev Hakeni. At different times, he gave different responses, either Negev Yehuda, Negev Yerach Me'eli, Negev Hakeni. The reason that he told Achish that he went there is in order to maintain Achish's trust in him. After all, Achish gave him shelter, Radak tells us at the beginning of the parak, because David told him that he was so sick and tired of the Jewish people and Shaul that David actually made a treaty with Achish, according to the Radak, that if Achish ever needs to go wage war against Am Yisrael, David would be on Achish's side against Am Yisrael. And Pasuk Yedalef clarifies for us, V'ish v'isha lo yichaye David lahavi gat lemor pen yagidu aleinu lemor ko asa David v'chol mishpato. David didn't leave anybody alive from these places that he went to and where he battled and killed the people. And therefore, no one was able to come back to Achish and tell the story of what was really going on, as opposed to the story that David was telling Achish about where he would be going. Achish believes David's story. Pasuk Yedbet, Vaya'amin Achish b'David lemor hav'ish hiv'ish b'amo b'Yisrael b'hayali le'eved olam. Achish thinks to himself, David is completely disgusted with his nation. He's had it with them, and David will be a subject of mine forever. Thank you for learning together. Liloy Nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.